enemy of your mind. Wake up! Engage the enemy of your mind with the truth.
Welcome to Smell the Truth Radio, brought to you by smellthetruth.com. With your host, Dr. David Berman, and now your co-host, the coach, Rob Lotito.
And hello, everybody. This is Rob Lotito. I am the coach with our host, as always, Dr. David Berman. Hello, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing well. The weather's nice, enjoying the summer. And, of course, after the winter we had, I'll take any summer we can get. And I guess we all know that global warming's been a problem with this winter that we had last year with the massive cold temperatures.
I was shoveling a lot of global warming last winter.
Right.
And as the doctor talks here, we live in New England, folks. And when you live in New England, if you just give the weather 20 to 22 minutes, it does surprise you and change.
It does indeed.
We could get rain, hail in the summer, and it's been here before. We've had snow in some summer months and up on the mountains and stuff here in New England. So we are happy to be in 80, 90 degree weather, and no better time of year than the summertime to enjoy and get outside. And, as we started the last couple of shows, Doctor, we talked about the Harley and the trips around, and you love that bike, and I see some bikes going outside of our studio here. That's why it perked me to say, how's the Harley today? Did Harley have a name?
Harley is Roxanne.
Roxanne! I didn't know that. I did not know that, folks. That caught me by surprise there a second ago.
Yeah, that's Roxanne, yeah.
And do you treat Roxanne well?
Of course we treat Roxanne well. You know, I believe in treating women well, of course.
Oh, well I know sometimes Christians, we get told we're chauvinistic, and because the Word of God says women should be submissive to us.
Yeah, well...
Where did that come from?
I'm going to get in trouble if I keep going.
But where did that come from? That we get this like attitude of we're he men and Christian men are mean, and it's not true.
It came from the attitude of the left that wants to demonize everything as to with Jesus. So, of course, Jesus taught us to treat our wives properly, and we do.
And we do. And I employ all men to do that, to treat your wife properly.
Of course.
And do you do date night with your wife?
Yes, I do. And we've been married for 31 years.
Wow, 31 years. I'll be married. I'm married now 24 years, going on 25 next year, big time. But we try to do date night, and keep to that, and keep our youth there. Word of God says, love the wife of your youth. And,
yes, indeed.
And she is youthful still, and I am an old cruddy duddy, So, Doctor, unfortunately, we got to change our mood here very quickly today. We have a show about Planned Parenthood, simply called Planned Parenthood.
Well, before we do, though, let me ask you this. How many kids do you have?
I have five wonderful children, we had a unfortunate miscarriage, so we believe we have six children that God has given us, and we'll see that little girl in heaven one day, because it's a gift from God, all children are. And you have?
Five children and four grandchildren. Yeah. We have three that are born and one on the way, but since we believe that life starts from conception, we have four grandchildren.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
And doctor, were you once one of these little Niebuhr cells that people didn't mean anything? You're just a cell.
You mean an unviable tissue mass?
Unviable tissue mass.
Yes.
Did we all start that way? I mean, is that how Dave Berman came to be, or Rob Lotito came to be? I mean, we were fish.
Well, I think what it is that our parents wanted us, so therefore we were children. But if our parents didn't want us, then somehow we were an unviable tissue mass. This is the logic that is being used by these, I'm just going to straight say it, Nazis.
Yeah.
These are Nazis.
And we live in perilous times, folks. This last 10 days before this show's being done, here in July of 2015, we had Planned Parenthood take the next step into what we believe to be a Nazi-style situation, Doctor. And could you tell us a little bit about, we got some cuts here we're going to get to in a minute, but I was sickening. It was sickening. My stomach hurts. I was literally in tears. And I had to bring myself back to when I was a non-believer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And try to put myself in these people's shoes and how they disregard life. Because when I became a believer, God showed me not only did my life matter, but all life matters. And we have a show about life today. So, Doctor, what happened this week? And then we'll get to some cuts.
Well, it's interesting the emotions you have. You know, the emotions go from being sickened to absolute rage and anger. For me, this it was all of that. And I think the rage is a righteous rage. When the video came out concerning Planned Parenthood harvesting, separating, and selling body parts for money. Now, let me, before I continue with this, say that if you believe in killing the child, the baby in the womb, then why are you upset about the baby parts that are not really life? Well, the reason people, even who call themselves pro-choice, are upset is because the realization is there that, guess what? This isn't an unviable tissue mass. Right. This isn't some abstract thing that you've been told. This is a child, for God's sake. Mm. And they, we've seen the videos of them negotiating. There's two videos that came out. The first one, this doctor, what's her name?
Dr.
Nucatola.
Nucatola, yeah.
You know, eating her salad, sipping wine, and between chewing, talking about, you know, how they abort babies in such a way so they can harvest the parts. Like this is some sort of a free market now of, we're going to go to the baby body part market. And it's disgusting. It's ghoulish. It's very much Nazi-like, very, very much Nazi-like, because the lady's attitude is exactly like the commandants of the concentration camps, who would be in their house with their wives and their children while the Jews were being slaughtered over the other side of the wall while they're sipping cognac that they stole from the French. I mean, this is just disgusting.
It reminds me of the scene in Schindler's List, where Schindler's actually negotiating to buy Jews, Pastor, and you, being raised a Jewish man, and still are a Jewish man, who came to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, who was a Jew, by the way, as people need to know. It's sickening. Even I can't feel what you feel because you grew up that way, but it's sickening because the negotiation of this over a glass of wine and some salad is where it pushed me over the edge to say they don't care about life. And they care about money.
Yeah, in other words, even though we know it's already sick that they kill the baby.
Yes.
But there just seems to be something that raises the consciousness, I think, of the people who don't already understand this, and those like you and I who do understand this, just to the blatant sort of who cares. It's just like I've got used car parts.
Yeah.
You know, we went down to the junkyard.
Yes.
We try to dispose of the cars in a way that we can keep certain parts and get the
delicate with the windshields.
I mean, what in the world is happened to our country? And I will tell you, listen, Coach, you know, we like to joke around, and you and I have been friends a long time. We can start talking about something like this. You think about the nation has become completely and totally calloused and hard-hearted on the outside, where we've turned away from God so much that there is absolutely nothing that's right anymore or wrong anymore in the sight of many people. Mm. It is so unbelievably bad. And I, as a pastor, preacher, I've been preaching the gospel. I've been ordained minister for 23 years. Preaching the gospel for 30 years.
Sure.
And all these years, the Lord has impressed on me from very early in my Christian walk that the nation was heading the wrong way. And I remember preaching about all of these things going to be happening 30 years ago. And I'm not saying that to tout myself as some prophet or something, but just to say, we've saw this coming. We've warned about this over and over again, and we see it, and it's so amazing. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to ramble on, but I have to say this.
Sure.
The fact that in recent surveys, 29% of the country, 29% believes in absolute and total unfettered abortion at any time for any reason. Now listen, there's 320 million people in this country. 320 million people in this country. 29%.
That's a lot of people.
That's millions.
Yes.
But the good news is, if there's any good news at all in this, is that the shift towards pro-life actually is happening in the country, where people are shifting more towards limiting abortion, and many people want it outlawed.
Well, let's go to cut one, Derek. We got Dr. Nucatola here at the this meeting that we're talking about.
How much of a difference can that actually make if you know what kind of what's expected or what we need versus...
It makes a huge difference. I'd say a lot of people want liver.
Mm-hmm.
And for that reason, most providers will do this case under ultrasound guidance, mm-hmm. so they'll know where they're putting their forceps. So then you're just kind of cognizant of where you put your graspers. You try to intentionally go above and below the thorax so that, you know, we've been very good at getting hard, long liver,
mm-hmm.
because we know that, so I'm not going to crush that part. I'm going to basically crush below, I'm going to crush above, and I'm going to see if I get it intact.
And I know this is kind of graphic, but even if there's young people in the room, it's time this generation learns that we have an evil generation upon us,
my
Pastor.
My God, that's awful.
And if Christians, if we just stood up, Pastor, I know, Pastor, your passion for this, I live it with you. If we just stood up and said enough's enough, if the church stood up, we could end this. This woman actually says, and she pauses because she's drinking her wine.
You can actually hear
the pause.
The fork hitting the glass as she, you know, grabs her salad and drinks her wine and all that stuff.
She says, we have a way of dismantling the baby, basically, to harvest the liver.
Well, there's
it
a big demand.
It brings me to tears, Pastor.
Rob, there's
brings
a big,
me to pe-
Rob,
I just,
there's a big demand, Rob. You got to meet the demand, don't you,
gosh,
Rob?
It's sickening.
It's just unbelievable. As we're listening to this, I'm getting, you know, I'm making some notes, as we do when you do the radio show. You have a pad and pen, paper in front of you. You make some notes.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm listening, I'm looking at our engineer, like,
really,
just looking at him, like, can you believe how awful this is?
It's a hard time for me because I used to bash people who would stand with signs in front of abortion clinics before I became a believer.
Yeah,
and I know what that evil is about.
Yeah,
and that woman was beyond the evil that I knew.
Yeah,
the demonic demons that live inside there, Pastor. We're going to go take a cut here.
It's pure evil.
It's pure evil, and I'm almost driven to tears, and I know you are as well. We have to stop this, and here's the issue. It's against the law. That's the part everybody's missing. You can't do this. It's against the law, and that's just anguish. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this. We're talking about Planned Parenthood situation this week with their videos. Our host, Dr. David Berman, and this is The Coach. We'll be right back.
Not gonna take it no more. Not gonna take it no more. Taking our country back.
Since the 1973 Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision declaring abortion a so-called right, there have been over 50 million unborn children slaughtered in their mother's womb. This national tragedy is a sin that stains our nation as a whole. If our nation is unwilling to protect the most vulnerable among us, is it any wonder that all of our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness are in jeopardy? Do you realize that 50 million abortions is equivalent to twice the population of Texas? An unalienable constitutional right, which means the rights that are given to us by our Creator, is the bedrock of our American freedom. Ask yourself this question. Is it really an unalienable right given from God for us to murder our unborn children? How can we take away the child's basic right to life? Unless your conscience is seared, you must conclude that God is against all murder, and particularly the egregious sin of the murder of babies. Please consider voting pro-life and speaking out on this national tragedy. Only you can make a difference in ending this horrific practice. This message has been brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
Ah, today's liberal logic moment. This liberal logic moment brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
Today's Liberal Logic, brought to you by Smell the Truth Radio, is another life situation that has happened. The governor, O'Malley, a Democrat running for president, was speaking at an event where they were protesters, Pastor. And this is really, this is just the liberal thought process that you got to scratch your head and go,
yep.
What'd he say? So let's go to the cut of Mr. O'Malley right here.
Every life matters. And that is why this issue is so important. Black lives matter, White lives matter. All lives matter.
Wait.
Black lives matter. White lives matter. All lives matter.
Now, Pastor.
Wow.
What did he say wrong? Because people were outraged.
I do want to just give you a little correction. These were not protesters. These were actually people that were part of, they're activists. They're liberal activists.
Yes.
They only became protesters once he said, all lives matter.
All lives matter.
Yeah, and it's particularly when he said white lives matter, did they come up with this protest. Look, this is an amazing thing. And more amazing than what you just heard is the fact that O'Malley actually apologized later on.
The next day, yes.
What's he apologizing for? Who doesn't agree with the statement, black lives matter? I agree. White lives matter? I agree. All lives matter? I agree with all those statements.
Sure.
What statement do you not agree with?
It's liberal logic because...
Because the fact of the matter is that the Black Lives Matter movement is all about causing dissension between the races, because the powers that be, the Obamas and the ones that are running this country, are interested in causing division and dissension between the races, between the rich and the poor, between men and women. They are doing this on purpose to divide the nation so the nation can be conquered by the progressive movement.
Well, there you go. Another wonderful liberal logic moment brought to you by Smell the Truth Radio.
SmellTheTruth.com. And the fight for freedom goes on. This is Dr. David Berman, your host of Smell the Truth Radio. I, along with my co-host, Rob the Coach Latito, are fighting against the lies of the leftists, the globalists, and the outright followers of Satan's tyranny. Please stand with me as I speak out for biblical values, liberty, and the Constitution, against the onslaught of political correctness and intimidation as we have never seen in America before. I know that I will be hated by the progressives, but I refuse to be intimidated. Please spread the word about Smell the Truth Radio. Stand with me as I am a voice for you, the real Americans who believe in our founding Constitution. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This message brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
Okay, back to Smell the Truth Radio. Coach with you, our host, Dr. David Berman. Doctor, we were talking about this Planned Parenthood situation this week. The show is simply called Planned Parenthood this week. We're going to go to cut two before we go to the legal stuff here. We're going to talk about the legal issue of this, Doctor. Because if this was any other organization on earth, we know the outrage would be in the streets. But because it's Planned Parenthood, there's a bias in our country and an agenda. Go ahead, Derek.
Federal abortion ban is a law, and laws are up to interpretation. So if I say on day one I do not intend to do this, what ultimately happens doesn't matter. In the office, we have a litigation and law department, which just really doesn't want us to be the middle people on this issue right now. Just go out and find all the people that are doing this and present everybody with a menu, and they, at the end of the day, they just decided it's, right now it's too touchy an issue for us to be an official middleman. I will tell you that behind closed doors, these conversations are happening with the affiliates.
So, she knowingly knows the law. This is the senior director of medical services, and she says the official middleman has kind of got to be hidden so the law is not broken.
Right. So they're skirting around the law. Let's talk about the legality of this. It's absolutely illegal to sell body parts. We know that. There's no way around that. But the greater law that I think is extremely important is the nation's founding principle of law, which is found in the Declaration of Independence and codified in the Constitution. So let's start out with the legality of abortion itself. People will say, well, the Supreme Court decided in 1973, Roe versus Wade, that there is a right to abortion, so therefore there's a right to abortion. And I say, no, there is no right to abortion. There's no legal right to abortion because our nation is not founded on the idea that man has the right to take away your rights. And the most fundamental right every human being has is the right to life. And in fact, in the Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, among them the right to life. The first thing mentioned, the right to life. So, well, they say, well, what are you going to do if it's the law of the land? Well, so was slavery. I mean, the Supreme Court said slavery was okay. The Supreme Court said that a separate but equal was okay. So did we just say, okay, Supreme Court said it, so slavery's okay. We should all say the slavery's okay, the Civil War never should have happened, and blacks should be slaves today? Because the Supreme Court said no. Because the law of the land, the principles that the land was started on, is what the law of the land is. And the principle is you have no right to take what belongs to somebody else, no right to keep someone as a slave, their life, their liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which means personal property, is their right. And no Supreme Court, no judge, no politician, nowhere has the right to tell anybody that they don't have a right to their life, including the life of the child in the mother's womb. What has happened in this country? I don't care what the law says at all, because they're corrupt, demonic people that are putting these laws in that are not in keeping with the founding of this nation. So, yes, it's illegal to sell body parts, but I don't want to in any way give the impression to our listeners that we're saying because the Supreme Court said it is legal to kill your child that it is. It is not legal.
Amen to that.
Is absolutely not legal.
Amen to that, Pastor. So we're going to go to this next cut because I believe there's two main issues here that I think that when Christians need to know to stand up. Part of our show here is to educate you so that you can understand the truth and be able to defend what is right, and that's the passion of Dr. David Berman here on Smell the Truth Radio. We're going to listen to Mary Gatter, who is the Planned Parenthood Medical Directors Council president. I'm not sure, you know, but it's sickening what you hear here. Go ahead.
That's a prototype. It needs to say exactly what your staff is going to do, exactly what your expectations are, exactly what your compensation is.
And are we agreed that $100 would keep you happy?
Well, let me agree to find out from other affiliates in California what they're getting. And if they're getting substantially more, then we can discuss it again. So let me just figure out what others are getting, and if this is in the ballpark, then that's fine. If it's still low, then we can talk about it. I want a Lamborghini.
It's just absolutely incredible. It's about money. I want a Lamborghini. She's negotiating, Pastor.
She wants to see what others are getting.
What's the market for
baby parts these days? Let's go look at the commodities market, you know, and see what the baby parts are going for.
In China, they do this stuff. Around the world, they do this stuff, and the one thing we stand up for in this country is human rights, and it's gone. There's no morals. We've got that hard shell you talked about. Let's talk about, we got here because of money, and I don't want to, they're worshiping money.
They are.
This is the bottom line. It's about abortions.
Yep.
572, listen to this number, Pastor, $1 million last year we gave Planned Parenthood as a nation. $572 million.
That you mean taxpayer money?
Taxpayer money.
I mean, we're not even talking about the private industry that's giving them money.
No, we're talking about just taxpayer money. And they say it's because they want women's health care available, and it's not. It's a crock because you can see it right here. This woman's negotiating. She is the senior medical director, council president, and she wants a Lamborghini. And she wasn't. I know she was saying that in tongue in cheek, but you know what? That's really what she meant. Let's talk about how did no one wants to talk about how Planned Parenthood started. It's a racial, demonic organization. Margaret Sanger, tell us who that is, Pastor.
I'll tell you about Margaret Sanger in a second, but can we just for a moment, it just kind of occurs to me, ask ourselves the name of the organization, Planned Parenthood. It's more like Planned Kill Your Baby. It's not Planned Parenthood. It's planning to destroy parenthood. I mean, this is just, I'm incensed, but anyway.
No, you're right. You're right. Let's stay there a minute because words have been changed. And I think that's what that other lady was trying to do prior to this, the other doctor there, Dr. Deborah. And she's changing words because that's what lawyers do, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
And that's what they've done with the word love.
Yeah.
With the word gay. with the rainbow flag.
Yeah, they're just changing everything to a progressive meaning.
What did the rainbow flag? What's the rainbow mean, Pastor? Can we just educate people for 2 seconds on that?
What it actually means before?
Yeah, with godly meaning.
Yeah. Well, this is the covenant sign that after God destroyed the world with the flood, God gave a covenant sign called the rainbow to say He would never destroy the world with a flood again. That was a covenant sign, and that has been stolen by the homosexual and what I call the homo fascists, who want to impose on you their religion of homo fascism, because they're going to force you. We've done shows on this before, I don't want to get off track, but force you to do things that are against your religion because they're fascists. And we've had a stealing of words over and over again. And when you think about Margaret Sanger, who started Planned Parenthood, here's an amazing thing. She was a eugenicist. She believed in eugenics.
Okay.
Eugenics is the Nazi worldview that there's a certain races that are more pure, and you've got to kind of breed out the impure. And that's why she was completely against black people. She was a racist as racist gets. You know, people are called racist today, no matter what you say. She was an actual racist.
She practiced it.
She did, and she wanted to destroy black people and remove them from society through because she thought that the white race, and she was very much hooked up with eugenics, which was Nazism. I'm not making this up. Look at your history. It's all out there to see.
Pastor, we got to hold you right there. We're going to go to part two on this show called Planned Parenthood. The play on words is incredible. We have this eugenics going on that Pastor's talking about. I am the coach, Rob Letito. You're listening to Smell the Truth Radio on smellthetruth.com. Go there today for more information on Dr. David Berman, on his books, his monthly letter that he puts out. And also, if you want him to come speak at maybe your church or at an event, go to smellthetruth.com. Doctor, how could they get you on email?
Email me at drdave@clfchurch.com. That's drdave@clfchurch.com.
And if you'd like to contribute or help out with this show in any way, go to smellthetruth.com. For Dr. David Berman, this is the coach, Rob Letito. Thank you, and God bless.
Smellthetruth.com.